views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. We're on every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time and also in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Self Network if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-changing information for you, and we do love to hear from you, 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I have one of my favorite guests, Mr. Leroy Malouf, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach. He teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions, and he teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar. As well, he is the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process and has written 2 books I know of, probably more. And so, Leroy, you're there.
I'm here.
Yeah, like I could go on and on about all your accomplishments.
Why don't you go on for about another 20 minutes?
That's always a good way to start the day, right?
Yeah, it is. Sounds good to me. I want to meet that guy.
I want to meet that guy too. I have met that guy. So, you know, what are you up to, Leroy? You're always, I just love checking in with you because it seems like both you and I are busy people, or not busy, we have full days. And we often don't get a chance to chat until we're on the radio show. What are you up to and what would you like to talk about today?
Well, I want to talk about the kind of change that's happening. Let's back up to us human beings. Major changes in our life. When there are too many major changes, you know, like breaking up a relationship, starting a relationship, changing a job, deciding to go to a different place, taking a vacation. Any and all those changes are usually things that we look forward to. The thing is that when there's too many of them within a short period of time, it tends to reduce our wellness. In other words, it can be stressful. And so one of the things we need to do, particularly, you know, when we're choosing, for example, to make a number of changes in our life, is to be able to get to neutral so that we don't overreact and cause ourselves difficulty.
Yeah, and what's surprising, and like this is why we say neutral, is because even if they're positive things, or what people would regard as positive things, they still, the change itself, what you're saying, the change itself causes people, if it feels like it's happening too fast or it's too much, even if it's positive change, people can energetically go weak in their energy.
Exactly, exactly. And let's go back to weaken our energy. Here I am, I'm 86 years old. I get my energy strong to 100% every day. And sometimes during the day, I'll check it out, like coming before the radio show. You know, I just quickly check. Yeah, I'm at 100%. excuse me.
Bless you.
And for example, I'm just going to check the central core strength on average of all the people who are tuning into the show right now. It's about 60%.
So that's pretty good, actually.
I'm going to ask everybody on the show to briefly touch the top of your head and then focus on a strong central core going right up and down your midline from the top of your head down to the base of your spine. And a number of people would benefit right now by reaching back and rubbing up and down the base of their spine a few times. I always like for this to happen because I do it too, and it really feels good. So back, base of the spine, rub up and down a few times. And see, just doing that, the average for the group has gone up central core to 80%.
Yeah, I got 82.
Oh, cool. We're in violent agreement. So, oh no.
Whoops.
I thought I turned it off. So when we focus and get our energy strong every day, it really helps us during the day because there are unexpected things happen. And when our energy is strong, those things don't bother us as much.
And, you know, people, what for a lot of people often assume that if, they are thinking about the absolute worst thing that could happen to them or the absolute best thing that could happen to them, that they would, of course, go weak to the absolute worst. But I've noticed that most people actually go weak when they're approaching their absolute best. Like when all of the change comes and it's all really good stuff and it's kind of like this, I can't believe it. It's too good to be true energy.
Right. Well, when people are focusing on what they really want, and then what comes in is fears of what might get in the way, that actually weakens the energy in the face of something they really want, which is crazy.
I know. And, you know, it was so funny at the we were just out at the Interior Wellness Festival, and I want to give a big shout out to them because, oh my goodness, they had such an amazing event there. Elizabeth, you and your team are irresistible. it was just incredible, incredible event. And at the booth, like what we do is we get people to pick a card or as they're walking by or open my book just to see what they're, and this woman was standing there and she said that she just can never get what she wants. And so she opened my book and went right to the paragraph it opened to, getting what you want and not wanting it. So we were laughing. She just was, no way. So I say, if you get what you want and you don't want it, give it to somebody who does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good one.
And so, yeah, it's incredible how, when we get to this neutral place, what happens for us, Leroy? Physically, changes go on in the body, right?
Well, first of all, it's the most powerful place we can be, which is when we're neutral because we're present. Our energy is strong all over. We have awareness. And basically, we're in a place where things don't bother us as much.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a beautiful place to be, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's like you can feel relaxation just through your body And it also, by the way, helps your energy to be strong, you know, top to bottom when you're in a neutral place.
And the actual systems throughout the body, when you say relaxation, you like most people are quite often their bodies are too relaxed. You just want to explain that quickly to people about tension and relaxation, what you mean about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you're talking about people being too relaxed, what are you thinking of?
When people get into a state where they just relax themselves out of their problems and they just ignore them.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Maybe if I just ignore it, it'll be, that's not neutrality, right?
Well, actually, that's not, from my viewpoint, that's not either relaxation or neutrality.
Right.
Because...
That's what I wanted you to explain.
Right. Okay. When we have things that need to be done and we're not getting to them, what it tends to do is there's kind of an underlying stress that goes on. And you know, we think, oh, well, maybe I need to put this on a to-do list and be sure I get to it. And yet I haven't gotten to it yet. So that can actually weaken our energy as well.
Because we're, you know, they call us human beings, not human doings, for good reason, right?
Right.
And a lot of people, when you ask, like, who they are, they'll reply with what they do. And so we want to, you know, recognize that, you know, each and every one of us has our individual beauty, right? And what we do is not who we are. And I get for a lot of people that confusion causes them issues with, because if you get so wrapped up with what you do and you start believing that that's who you are, it can cause issues when those things don't go very well or there's too much going on, right?
Right. Our identity gets wrapped into, you know, I'm a fireman or I'm a programmer or I'm a manager. And when anything threatens that, you say, well, wait a minute, you're not a manager anymore. You need to go head this project. Whatever it is that causes that shift, then if I'm so identified with it, then my energy goes weak. I kind of react and feel like, oh, I'm being threatened. Am I not doing this job right? Is somebody judging me? That kind of thing.
Yeah. And so, you know, we do have someone who's been patiently waiting. They've called in, but we have to take a quick break right now. And so when we come back, we'll take that caller. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and Leroy Maloof. And so when we return, we will take this call, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. Leroy, can you just share your contact information? Because you know how it is. We're going to take a call soon and we want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah. Great. Thank you. My website is EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com, EWBP. My email address is Leroy@EWBP.com. And my phone is 508-375-6452. 375-6452.
Thank you so much, Leroy. I just wanted to give a big shout out before we take this next caller. I wanted to give a big shout out to my new modern day dragon sayers. They just passed the requirements for the foundation of my new program called Dance. And while we were out in Kamloops, I brought a couple of them out there with me in Kamloops, and then my crew, they were actually at the Holistic Fair here in Kelowna. Cindy Lee Yelland, thank you for doing she was the first one to do the 3-card consultations. And for the four of you that showed up, thank you so very much to stand in the booth and invite people in and explain all that. So, so proud of all of you. You did an amazing, amazing job. Thank you. Just want to make sure I remember to say that. And we have a caller that's been patiently waiting, Leroy, Kathleen from Minnesota. Carter is, do we have Kathleen?
Yeah, Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling today because I've had a long pattern of abuse and harassment by my next door neighbors. We share a driveway and a common wall in a townhome. And right now they have 3 video cameras pointed at me filming 24/7. And one of those cameras points to my front door and to the window next to the door. It would literally film in my house if I didn't keep the curtain and door closed all the time. And we're moving towards winter, and last winter there were times I couldn't get out of the shared driveway because their large truck stopped the snow from plowing me. So I'm looking for help because this has been a really long and challenging situation.
Okay, Leroy. You're a good negotiator. Well, let's hand this one over to you.
Well, the first thing I'm picking up is traumas you are experiencing. Is that correct?
Yes.
How would you describe those traumas? What's your reactions?
It's like they accumulate, so the intensity gets stronger as one gets layered on top of another. So I would give that about a 9.
Okay. And see, what I'm picking up is, you know, not only traumas in this lifetime, but I'm also picking up there's a pattern of traumas from your past lives. Let me see how many past lives are we talking about? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About at least 5 past lives you had traumas as well. Do you have any history or remembrance of anything like that?
Not specifically.
Okay. Well, what we want to do is go back to a time period that would encompass those. So let me see. That would be like 100, 10, 20, 30, 35, 40. But we're going to go back about like 140 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what we're going to do, I want you to focus on your midline. By the way, let's check your midline right now. You're at about 60%. Touch the top of your head.
Okay.
Base of your spine.
Okay.
And focus on a strong central core full of energy and strength and light and love. I got you up to about 93. There's some weakness right at your solar plexus level. So pretend you got this tall zipper jacket on. And take your hand, you're going to grab a zipper. And I want you to zip up and down from the top of your head down to your crotch about 4 or 5 times. Here we go. Okay, that got your central core up to 100. What are you noticing now?
I can see some bright light in the core.
Okay, good.
Yay!
All right, we're going back 140 years. And let me see if there's karmas there. No, this is mainly traumas. We're going to go back 140 years. We're going to clear all the root causes for all the traumas from this life and all past lives. We're just going to clear them away. It's almost like we're hitting the delete key on your computer.
Awesome.
And in other words, we're just going to deprogram every one of them, wipe them off your hard drive. And then we want to reprogram to this strong person you, this 100% strength you.
That feels better.
What are you noticing now?
More light in the strength that you're talking about.
Okay, good. Now, How many neighbors are there that are involved in this next door household?
3 neighbors, and there was a dog who is deceased.
Okay. So what we need to do is get you neutral to every single thing every one of those 3 neighbors do, everything they say, think, or do. Neutral to every single thing they say, think, or do. And then we need to get you neutral to every single thing they don't say, think, or do. It feels like you have some disappointment in your neighbors. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
I was quite a range of emotions with one of them.
If those were my neighbors, I'd open the curtains there and I'd put on a burlesque show for them or something. At least it would be fun. Right?
Okay, we're still getting you.
If it ended up on the internet, it would be less fun.
True enough.
I did put out a Halloween Grim Reaper on my door, so they have something not pleasant to look at.
Okay, we're still working to get you neutral to every single thing they do not say, think, or do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it feels like you're neutral there. What are you noticing now?
Some energy by my eyes and forehead and top of my head.
Yeah. And notice how there's better energy going down your arms to your hands as well.
Yes.
See, when it's interesting because our symptoms have intelligence. They're trying to tell us. When we're lacking energy in our hands, it usually has to do with our feeling like we're not handling things in our life well enough.
Oh, wow. I was experiencing that prior, a couple days prior to this call, so that's interesting.
Yeah, so we need to get you neutral to never handling anything in your life well enough ever again.
And right.
And always handling everything beautifully with ease and synchronicity and joy. Let's get you neutral to that as well. And what are you noticing now?
More energy, more light.
Yeah. Do you live with anybody?
No, I live alone.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you been married before?
No.
Have you been in a long relationship before?
Yes.
How long did that one last?
The longest one was like 6 years.
Okay. Now, see, what I'm picking up now when you talk about, you know, notice how your voice changed then. I'm picking up sadness and grief over these relationships. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And
so
lots of years
what?
And lots of years without a relationship, too.
I didn't quite understand.
She was saying, Leroy, that she's had lots of relationships that there's sadness attached to them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Still. Okay. We need to get you neutral. Well, first of all, let's do it two ways. Let's go back again and clear all the root causes for the sadness and the grief. We don't clear that all away. And we also need to get you neutral to always stuck in sadness and grief over every relationship and feeling that all relationships are like that, and then neutral to never experiencing sadness and grief ever again.
Leroy, we have to take a quick break here. If you would like, Kathleen, you could hang on through the break and we could check in with you after. Leroy and I'll work on this some more and then we'll check in with you after. I'm Colette Ray Stephan. Is that okay with you?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Okay, we'll come. We'll be back in a minute here. I'm Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also at talesfromthevector.com. If you want, you can find me on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Let's shift your life story into better.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Leroy Maloof here, and we were just working with Kathleen before we took the break. Kathleen's experiencing issues with neighbors, and we forgot to get a baseline for you, Kathleen. But like now, if I asked you on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like hair on fire, I'm going to press the panic button, and 0 being cool as a cucumber, where are you on that scale right now?
A 2 or a 3.
Yeah, it's come down.
And where were you before we started working?
At a 9.
Nine.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and so Leroy and I were, checking in on this energy, and it really feels that these neighbors have nothing against you personally.
Okay.
They're just bored. They're bored people that clearly have nothing better to do. And
okay.
You're taking this personally, and they're just, those people are just that boring. That this, you know what I mean? And so
yeah.
if you realize that they really don't have any ill intentions towards you, they just personally, you know what I mean? It's just,
yeah,
they're just claiming their space in kind of a really aggressive kind of, you know, funny way. And the more you laugh about the cameras and stuff, I mean, the more, you know, Leroy said, maybe you should just invite them over for a party. So, you know, we just strengthen this, because if you don't take it personally anymore, then they're not really infringing on your space. Do you understand? They're just videotaping the outside of the building. That's all.
Okay,
well,
I still need out this winter. Winter is coming, and I really need to know that I can get out of my shared driveway, and I need to go back to my association because last winter they didn't make him move the truck. And so
okay.
it's not funny if I can't out of my drive, if I can't get out and get back into my garage.
So let's take that experience and let's just get you strong to taking it step by step and not assuming that they're going to do that again this winter. Okay, we're just going to strengthen that perhaps that, and if they do that, you will take it up with the proper authority because it is illegal to block people's driveways. It's dangerous.
Right, and in the past, people varied. Like some people are supportive and some people were not. I got mixed results.
Mm-hmm. Because you weren't neutral, right, Leroy?
Okay. What,
you know, if she can go there and not be all, like, it's kind of like if you go to court, a lot of times, like, if someone has to go to court or they have something like this, they have to make a, you know, confront someone or, talk to someone, put your tongue on the roof of your mouth. That automatically connects you to your governing channel. It connects you to source energy. And so if you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, you know, you're not going to say things. And so when people go to meetings, what they don't want to see is a lot of emotion from the person. They want, like, if you go to a judge doesn't want to hear how you feel. A judge wants to know what are the facts, when did they park there. So start documenting these things. Okay. But just because you're documenting it doesn't mean you have to emotionally invest yourself in it. You know, if they're going to film your house and everything, they should be paying you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, these people are really good gardeners. Like Ma used to say, you know, like she told tell a story about monks that would be like everybody got along except the gardener. He was always a jerk. And so the monk went away, the head monk, and he comes back and says, "What happened to the gardener?" And they said, "Oh, we fired him. We'd had enough of him and his stuff." And he said, "You fools, now you're going to have to go out in the world and have like different gardeners that are not as easy to handle as this one." You know, so there's always going to be someone there that maybe doesn't agree with you or whatever, that's going to be your gardener. And these people are perfect, perfect, perfect people for you to learn how to get neutral.
And remember, neutral means, you know, saying to yourself, what's the worst thing that can happen with these people here? Well, in fact, let's do that there. What's the worst thing that can happen given what's happened so far?
I think if they broke into my home, that would be the worst thing.
Okay, but it must be something worse than that. They broke into your home. What's worse?
But if they killed me, they physically harmed me and killed me.
Okay, so let's get you neutral to them breaking in, stealing everything of you have, harming you and killing you. Clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. And what's the best thing that can happen with them?
That they would move away and I'd never see them again.
Well, how about that they start having parties and you have a party and they come, they have a party and you come, and you end up with great relationships? Ooh,
that's
they're not neutral
then.
I know. And you're definitely not neutral to it. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion later to get you neutral to that. All right. What are you noticing now?
Energy kind of moving around. I think some of those things are confusing. Those scenarios were hard to
Well, see, what's going on is you've invested yourself into a battle with these people. And what Leroy's suggesting to you is just a change of your attitude where, hey, I'm not going to fight these people. If they want to film the outside of my house, film it. Do what you must, and you're going to get on with your life. And even if they are not polite to you, you can say good morning to them. You see, lowering your vibration for anyone is not a good idea. And so when we get triggered, we have a tendency, like people often confuse neutrality with indifference. Indifference is not the same as neutrality. Indifference is like when you really don't care about people or the situation. Neutrality is when you allow yourself to be at peace, regardless of what other people are doing around you. And so that's the difference we want to strengthen here for you.
And go Kathleen, ahead. And Kathleen, I noticed that there's better energy going all the way down to your feet now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, so you're getting stronger and stronger. In other words, we're focusing on your midline, but now your energy's strong top to bottom and to your extremities.
And this reminds me of yesterday I was working with a client and she has a little one, a baby that's, you know, just about one. And she had some concerns. And as I was working with her, her daughter stood for the first time, you know, and we were working on, how her daughter will be able to stand on her own 2 feet.
Wow.
And the little one gets up and stands on her own 2 feet just to show her mom right then and there. How beautiful is that, right? And so, you know, like, so if a little one like that can show us, then we can probably have some compassion for our neighbors, because clearly these people are not happy individuals. And so happy people who are not really happy individuals, send them a nice big ball of love from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, send them another one and another one and another one. Because anytime you fight something, you're just feeding it. You're feeding the monster. And the I find that that when people are feeding the monster, usually fear and anger are the most, that's when you when the monster really gets fed. But you throw some love at a monster and it's kind of like, oh, that's not what I wanted. You see?
So now, where's the level of your bothers? You went from 9 to a 2 to 3. Where are you now?
I'm in between a 1 and a 2.
Okay. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just getting that as your perception changes around this and you start to take control of, just because, like, you take control of your own space there. You own your space. You totally own it. And as you do that and you just send them love, send them love, send them love. Clearly, these people are, troubled. So send them love and see what happens with that.
I'm just starting to think about doing that. Before, it was so hard to imagine doing that.
And now?
I mean, people will tell you to do that. That's fine to say that until you're in a situation like this, right? And then it's like the last thing that I wanted to do.
Yeah, I understand, but it's also not benefiting you to continue to feed their anger, right?
Right.
Okay, so do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Well, of course I want to be happy.
Okay, so let's get you strong to that. The need to be right is a karmic space, and it's very lonely, have you noticed? So I feel like you're shifting a lot and we'd love to hear you. Like I'll be back on again next week. And if you want to call in again, let us know what happens.
Okay.
As you kind of, And thank you so very much for calling in.
Thank you very much. I really cool.
All right.
Bye, Kathleen.
Bye, Leroy. Bye, Clint.
Bye. Have an awesome day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Leroy, we're at that time where we need to take another little break here. So I just thought you'd have time to just share your contact information one more time, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about neutrality.
Okay. It's Leroy at EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com. It's my email address. And the last part of that is also my website. And my phone is 508-375-6452. 375-6452.
Awesome. We'll be right back.
Frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Leroy Maloof here today with me, and we are talking about neutrality and the benefits of that. Leroy, you wanted to continue telling people about the benefits of neutrality. Go ahead and share with us, please.
Yeah, as I mentioned, it's about the most powerful place we can be. Because we're in a place of no reaction. Let me illustrate that a different way. My wife and I just had our 65th anniversary this last June. And there were many times when I didn't think we would make it. And we've made it for two prime reasons. One is she has a lot of unconditional love. You need that if you live with me. and also, I learned to go neutral to every single thing she says, thinks, or does, and every single thing she does not say, think, or do. And people say, well, wow, does that mean you're indifferent to her? Absolutely not. I love her completely. But we need to go neutral to the best. And the reason is we set up expectations. And if our expectations are not met and we react, we're now again causing our energy to go weak, and it's not helping the situation. So, go ahead.
Oh, what I was going to say is, and that's a common thing, right, is that when people, like if someone's used to being in this place of sadness and grief, or they've had a lot of, what brought me into this work was going through like what my dad referred to as a rough patch, but the rough patch just kept going on and on and on. It didn't seem like a patch anymore, Leroy. It seemed, we had one person dying after the other, or suffering, or they had, were ill, and we were looking after all these people, and we were so exhausted. You know what I mean? We were just exhausted from it. Yeah. And then when good things started to happen again, it was almost like shocking, because if you have a long run of a rough patch that runs like 7 years like ours did, that's not a rough patch anymore. I tell my dad, that's not a rough patch, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
So it's important that we recognize that the sooner we become neutral to the rough patch.
And getting to neutral is a skill, by the way, because usually it's because we're reacting that we need to go to neutral. I actually have a course on how to get to neutral, and one of the certified practitioners from Australia and I put the course up on udemy.com, U-D-E-M-Y. It's a site that has about 10,000 courses, and if you go to that site and search for the positive power of being neutral, the course will come up. Now, normally, itself, they sell it for $145, but I'm finding they often have it on sale for $15. And we also have a coupon for a discount on it on our website as well. Again, it's ewbp.com. So if you really want skill at getting to neutral, then this course can take you step by step on how to do that.
And yes, and that, you know, and Leroy, you and I, like, how many ways do we share this information, right?
Yeah.
Because different people are going to understand it from a different perspective. That's why I started using making my manuals like coloring books, because there's like about 80 pictures and there's 80 pages of text in each one. And as people are coloring in the pictures, it gives their mind something to do so that they can just kind of chill out and, you know, color. That I found when people are really stressed out, a lot of times they like to doodle.
Oh, yeah.
And so yeah. I find that if, if the left brain is happy doing something, then people can sort of allow this information in, because the neutrality thing is a lifelong skill. And, you know, we're not always going to be neutral to absolutely everything. But if we can get to a place where we're mostly neutral most of the time, our lives are going to go way better, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Well, for example, I'm just going to, again, check the energy for everybody on this call. It feels like, on average, there's about 5 or 6 things in average for the people on this call that they tend to react to. And, it can be all the way from something with a spouse, something with a neighbor, something with a coworker, worrying about the government, whatever. In the United States, for example, we've had to get neutral to our president. You know, neutral to every single thing he says, thinks, or does, or doesn't say, think, or do. So look at those areas of your life. And if you feel like you're reacting too much, well, then, yes, it's time to sharpen your skill on getting to neutral.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, this was one of the most beautiful gifts that I ever got. Like, the power of it is so astounding, really. I was giving a talk at this at the Interior Wellness Festival, and I was working with a lady that I brought up. And I was working on her left ear because she had surgery on it and she was couldn't hear out of it. And then someone from the audience, as I got her neutral to it, someone from the audience came up to me after and told me, I have not been able to hear out of my ear for 10 years, my left ear. And while you were working on her, my ear popped. And now I can hear out of my ear for the first time in 10 years.
And that's amazing.
I know. And the funny thing is that it was the left ear. So that's the feminine. And it was the weakness was not wanting to have to hear a man yelling.
I don't know why any woman would want to feel that.
That's why you're still married for 65 years. I tell you, you are our resident woman expert, Leroy. None of us have lasted 65 years in an act. You're the only colleague I have that has accomplished this.
Oh, thank you. That's the best laugh I've had today.
Let's talk about that just to, because we're going to be wrapping the show up. But how many times does a child laugh on average a day?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I forget the number.
I think 500.
It's like 95% of their life time is laughing.
And us adults. You know, we tend to be a little more serious, don't we?
Oh, adult, the average number of times an adult laughs a day is probably below 10, below 5 sometimes.
Yeah. And so, you know, when we become neutral, then we can kind of see the humor in life's little events, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so we have about a minute left. What words of advice would you give to people right now if they're feeling like a little bit of overwhelm right now and they would really like to let it go and be neutral. What, you know, in one, you know, in one, you know, 1 minute.
Okay. What you do is you say Shazam.
There we go.
And let that remind you to focus on your midline, to have your energy strong. And then remember, with whoever or whatever you're dealing with, figure out what's the worst thing that could happen, and then keep focusing on going neutral to that. From a place of no reaction, and then focus on the best and get neutral to that.
Such beautiful, beautiful advice, Leroy. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your awesomeness. And we're going to be back again on the show in November. And Leroy and I are going to, Leroy wants to do a Facebook Live thing. So, you know what, Leroy, I love about you so much is you're always willing to learn more and more and, you know, be involved in your future. You know, if you want to have a strong future, participate in it, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Leroy. Thank you, Carter. Thank you, Pat, for giving us all this opportunity on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.